Mike, on our last episode, we discussed the candy desk in the U.S. Senate, and we mentioned the United States Capitol subway system.
Yeah, we heard from quite a few listeners that this is something we had to cover, so all aboard!
Choo-choo!
Indeed, we're on the one-way express to information.
The information super subway, as they called it in the 90s.
Yep, that's it. That's the one.
The U.S. Capitol subway system is a closed subway system servicing the United States Capitol complex, a group of 20 or so buildings and facilities used by the U.S. Congress and federal court systems.
We can't get too far down this rabbit hole because it's probably a whole other episode, but the complex is overseen by a federal agency named the Architect of the Capitol, which is an incredible job title and name, especially because it is given to the head of the agency. They also use the same title, Architect of the Capitol.
Is that the coolest job title in the federal government? It has to be in the top three. Like, that's so awesome.
If you have a suggestion for what is actually a better governmental job title, you can go to relay.fm/ungeniused and let us know in the feedback form.
Okay, back to the subway system. Let's start with some history.
Things started in 1909 when a subway line was opened connecting the Capitol building to the Russell Senate Office Building, the first congressional office building. This initial version was built to allow members of Congress to safely and quickly travel between the new office space and the Capitol itself.
We have a link to the Architect of the Capitol's website in the show notes this week, and it contains a bunch of photos of this early version of the subway. The company Studebaker built the subway cars, which were open to the brick line tunnel. An operator was stationed in the middle of the car, and each car could hold a dozen or so riders. And there's also a bunch of photos on the Wikipedia pages. Like, somehow I find all of this like subway hardware adorable in some way that I didn't expect.
It's very charming. I don't fully understand the thinking behind putting the conductor, like driver, in the middle.
My guess is, I'm not sure about this line, but some of the other lines are basically one, like it's one track.
One way.
So yes, you go there and then you just come back. And so if you're on one end of the train, then you're like driving from the back, maybe?
But they can't see, right?
Yeah, but if you're an over a congressperson, it's fine.
Okay. In 1960, the system was expanded when a monorail was installed linking the Dirksen Senate Office Building, the second office building, for Senate use. I'm sensing a theme here.
New building, new subway.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of forward planning here.
A two-car subway line linking the Rayburn House Office Building opened 5 years later. And then in 1982, the Dirksen monorail that you just talked about was expanded to reach the Hart Senate Office Building and was replaced by an automatic train some 11 years later.
So that gets us all the way to today. So let's talk about the state of the entire network.
First, there's the Senate side, which has two separate subway lines. The first includes two tracks, each with its own open-topped car managed by an operator. These lines connect the Capitol building to the Russell Senate office building.
I figure that's got to be a pretty chill job.
Driving the Senate train?
Yeah.
I think so.
I can't imagine it's incredibly busy throughout the day. And like unruly unruly passengers.
I mean, we did have one congressperson attack another with a cane once, so you know, there's some history.
Fair enough.
In Congress.
No canes on the trains. The second Senate line is much longer and stops at the Russell, Dirksen, and Hart buildings. This part of the system is computer controlled and features three enclosed trains, each with three cars. The cars themselves are unpowered. They're propelled by linear motors along the tracks. Most of this Senate line is made up of two parallel tracks.
On the House side of things, there's the Rayburn line that we mentioned earlier. It has two parallel tracks, each with its own open-topped car run by an operator. Now, House members, and there are a lot more House members than senators, the House is much bigger, they have access to four other office buildings, but those buildings are not serviced by the Capitol subway system. You got to work harder to become a senator to ride a train all the time.
Yes.
Two of those, however, do use a shared underground footpath tunnel to get around.
Get to walk in, you know?
That's right.
Jeez. None of these subway lines are connected to Washington's metro system, which is probably a good idea. Yeah. But members of the public can travel on the trains if escorted by a staff member. Visitors are not allowed during votes or other high security times, however.
These trains move fairly slowly, as you would expect, and we only know of one accident in the system's history. On October 2nd, 2007, a car on the Rayburn line failed to slow down when it reached the end of the track, and the operator suffered minor injuries.
I know these are basically just people movers, just get people between the buildings. I actually would quite like to ride one. The Russell line is of a special interest to me. The subway cars look incredible, just like these open-top beauties, you know?
Yeah, they're the best-looking ones. I'll put a link directly in the show notes with that image embedded because, yeah, they look a sense of Americana.
They look like a theme park ride too. Like they've got like a fairground feel, those ones, where the other lines, the more modern lines, it just looks like a tiny train.
I want to ride these so badly.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to read more about the United States Capitol subway system, we have a bunch of links in the show notes this week. They're in your podcast player, and they're also on the web at relay.fm/ungeniused/21. There you can become a member and support the show directly. And you can also fill out the feedback form that Mike has already mentioned. That's the best way to get in touch with us with suggestions for future episodes. A bunch of these episodes come directly from you, our listeners, and we really appreciate it. Mike, until next time we ride a train to work, say goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.